And in this patient, when you started the pembrolizumab, how much tumor, where was the tumor, and then how did it shrink exactly, and what happened to his symptoms?
So the symptoms were severe dyspnea, so there was substantial tumor.
Was he on oxygen?
No, but he was at the border of oxygen insufflation. So the O2 saturation was below 90%, and we did observe a more than 50% decrease of the tumor following two or three injections of pembrolizumab.
Fascinating. I see, though, that after a while he developed some what you thought was pneumonitis. What happened there?
Yes, so this was after 1 year, even more than 1 year of treatment, that on the regular CT scans there were interstitial findings in the lung parenchyma, and there was also an association with some clinical symptoms, shortness of breath, and we stopped. So he received steroids and he recovered, so we could give him pembrolizumab again after recovery of this lung toxicity.
Fascinating. Was he a smoker and was he exposed to asbestos?
He was exposed to asbestos, but he was a never smoker.
Interesting. So he's currently back on pembrolizumab.
Currently, he had a second episode of this pulmonary toxicity at spring of this year, so we had to stop pembrolizumab again. Currently, he's on steroids and we are following up.